I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we are joined today by veteran quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Jacoby Brissett. And Jacoby, apparently you're out there today making the play of the day, avoiding the pass rush, staying alive and keeping on your feet, making a play down the field. How great is it to be back out here again doing this? I know it's only reporters and coaches and there's not a lot of people here in attendance, but what does it mean to be back out here?
It feels good, to get back in the flow of things of football, get around the team more, to get around the coaches more in a more competitive setting than the last couple of weeks we've been here. So, we've had 2 days out here and they've been going well. We've been getting to know each other better from the competitive standpoint, but also playing and learning the game.
Just in terms of seeing the other guys that were out there, like Jadeveon Clowney is out there today for the very first time. Technically, you don't necessarily have to be here, but what about the camaraderie right now of these guys? And you being a veteran, is that something that you think does make an impact down the road?
For sure. You know, the more you can be around players, the more you can see guys and talk to guys, the better. And I think we've been doing that at a very high level. This past couple days and couple weeks, just being around each other in the locker room and in the weight room and things like that. So, I definitely think we're building something special.
Well, you've obviously had a chance with many different coaches, many different offensive systems, and now what you're seeing here, is this as advertised so far? Is it too early to tell when it comes to being able to break in this offense with coach?
Obviously it's obvious too hard to tell. We haven't played in the game yet, but coach has been everything that you heard him to be. He's the same guy every day. The coaching staff and his supporting staff, they all understand the message and the plan. Coach preaches us all being together, and that's, throughout the building, you can see that come to fruition.
Now, you said he's as advertised. Well, what has he been advertised? I know what we say about him. I know what fans say about him. But what do the players who have actually played for him and around the league, what do people say about him?
I think you got to ask Coach what they say about him, Dan. I don't know if I can give all of my answers away just yet. So I'm still learning a little bit.
Jacoby Brissett joining us right now here at Browns practice. So some of the younger guys that you're working with in terms of wide receivers, we're always looking for guys to pop early on. Is it just far too soon to see something like that? Or can you tell that, hey, we've got hungry guys out here, want to catch the ball, and you're starting to develop that chemistry with them?
I think they're all doing a good job. It's a new room. For a lot of them, not necessarily just the rookies, but a lot of the veteran guys too. So, I think they're doing a good job of coming out and competing, getting better. Like I said, we've been doing this for, probably about 4 weeks now. So everybody still had that same hunger as day one to get better and to learn the system.
Now let's talk about you, because we don't know the situation right now with the depth chart once the season gets underway. Everybody's waiting to see what the NFL does. And you've been brought in here to be able to play and play immediately. So you've got to know the offense. You've got to develop that chemistry. But yet you're going to be, sitting here taking some snaps, not others, alternating. So how much does it help that you are a veteran, that you've been through this before?
It definitely helps that I've been through this situation, quite a few times in my career so far. And it, I mean, I'm always prepare like a starter. I'm always, put my best foot forward, go out there and compete and do my best. So I think that's what I was brought here to do, was to go out there and do my best, and that'll be plenty enough.
I mean, is that something you can lean on all of your years, all the different coaches you've been with, all the different playbooks you've been able to open up? How much does that matter?
For sure. I've seen a lot of things so far in my career. Being in, like you said, I've been in probably just my sixth offense, I think. And, being able to, relate some of those things and those situations to the present time, and lean back on those things and not only take the information for myself, but also pass it along to other guys. And hopefully that'll suit me well.
All right, Jacoby Brissett with us. Really curious, because our fans wanted to talk about this for a while. Last week, was it vacation mode? What was it for you guys? How much work were you really being done? Because we saw pictures of the golf course. We saw pictures at the beach and at the pool. What was it like?
It was definitely, the work always came first. We made sure everybody was up in the morning and we got our work done. And then, we enjoyed each other for the rest of the day. So, it was a mix of both.
Were there family members there too, or was this just strictly business?
It was strictly business.
Yeah. But what happens when other tourists are sitting at the pool or they're at the resort and they see a bunch of guys that look like you walking around? Does anonymity kind of go out the table? Are drunk fans talking to you at the buffet? I mean, how does that go?
No, I thought it was pretty good. I thought people and the staff at the resort kind of handled it well and kept us kind of, under wraps. But everybody was having fun. And that was all. That's what it was all about. Obviously, it was fans there and people there that honestly knew us. So, it wasn't like it was more of like a barbaric thing, because everybody respected what we were there to do.
So VIP treatment to some extent?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
All right. When you guys are there and you're starting to plot out your days and social media, I mean, Browns fans are crazy. They are tracking your plane to the point, I don't know if you know this, on Twitter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're like college football fans. So they're tracking planes to the moment you guys land. This is how excited fans are about just the development of camaraderie and that kind of chemistry with a brand new team, especially after last year's disappointing season. What does that mean to you and the players to know that you've got a fan base like this?
Hopefully we're building something that, to make them proud, but also to make ourselves proud. We're doing a good job, like you said, of building that camaraderie, that togetherness. And I think it's going to get stronger throughout this process. It's obviously very early right now into OCAs, and I think guys are excited to be around each other more. Everybody's always, what are we doing later? What are we doing? I'm sure that bond is going to get built stronger.
There's been a lot written about what it means to have the quarterback room that you guys have right now. The fact that, you do have an all-black quarterback room is something that I think there's some people locally that take pride in. You would have never seen anything like that, I don't know, even 5 years ago, certainly not 10, 15 years ago. Is that something you guys have talked about or you understand the significance of?
Oh, for sure. We actually had a sit down conversation about it and just talked about how, important it was, but also how cool it was to be able to sit in a room and see three, guys that look like you, and the journey that, we've all taken different paths, but we've all faced some of the similar, obstacles, and getting to where we are today, and honestly just enjoying the process of doing what we're doing in this room day by day, and getting better with each other and holding each other accountable. And I think it's like I said, something super cool. I think hopefully it becomes more prevalent, because black quarterbacks are capable of taking command of the huddle, and being able to do all the things that they ask our counterparts to do.
Obviously, fans want to know. We're joined by Jacoby Brissett at Browns practice. What Deshaun looks like. He's got a lot going on in his life. I mean, you have a show last night on HBO. People are watching all over the globe. It's making headlines. What does he look like? What is he as a teammate? What does he feel like as somebody who you're sharing the locker room with, you're sharing the football field, you're sharing team meals with?
Well, he looks like Deshaun Watson. I've only felt his hand, and I'm going to keep it that way. So his hands feels like a hand. He's been good. He's been upbeat, competing, getting better, being a great teammate, which we all thought he was going to be, knew he was going to be. And, we're excited about, him. So I mean, all the other stuff, that's not my business. I can't get into that. And I'm sure he's going to handle his business and we'll go forward as a team together.
Yeah, I mean, you know that even right now as they're talking to him, I mean, there are going to be questions about all of this. And everybody always wants to know on a football field, what are the distractions in camp? Because that's what we and the fans, that's what we talk about because we're not watching games. Is that something that has been prevalent for you guys? The coaching staff has taken you aside to discuss, you know, how you're going to handle and make sure that this isn't something that can sabotage or derail a season?
Not at all. I mean, we're all professional athletes. We all have business and stuff outside of this, outside of the locker room. And, you know, we're here as a supporting cast for him. And that's all we can do. And, you know, be there for him, but also get ready to go play. I mean, he's got to be ready to go play. I mean, we don't know what this, he doesn't know what the situation is. We don't know what the situation is. So, you know, so we only can control what we can control.
All right, just a few more. Oh, we're joined by Jacoby Brissett with the Cleveland Browns. Let's go through your wide receivers right now. Amari Cooper, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Coop. You know, when everybody says Coop, something good happens, so that's what.
I mean, there is a question about just how good he could be and the chip on his shoulder now that he seems like he was a bit discarded by the Cowboys. Like, now he's here and he's probably going to be your number one guy.
For sure. I mean, I don't know. You'll have to ask him about his, I guess, chip about that stuff like that. I mean, he looks like a guy that's hungry to get better. He comes out here, works hard. You know, he's a good teammate. So, I mean, that's all we can ask for.
Schwartz is somebody who had, you know, unfortunate injury situation last year, concussion situation. So, in some ways, he's starting over again. Are you seeing something special in someone like him with his speed?
Super fast, you know, and like you said, I mean, and he said it, it's a new start. I mean, that's for everybody on the team. It's a new start every year. You know, he's coming out, working hard, competing. You know, you can tell he really wants it with his approach to practice and asking questions and things of that nature.
Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Smooth. I think he's very smooth.
Breakout year?
I mean, you'll have to ask him better than me.
Yeah, but he's got to rely on you guys. That's the thing. He needs your help, too.
I don't know what a breakout season looks like, so. I mean, just hopefully he just plays well.
Mm-hmm. And the rook out of Purdue, David Bell.
We've only been around him 2 days, but, you know, he seems smart, seems like a good football player, understands the game, big, you know, so hopefully he continues to grow. He's in a room where those guys are going to push him, so hopefully he takes that and runs with it.
And just lastly for you, I know you got to get in there. Being able to work with some of the quarterbacks that you've been around and some of the coaches, you know, you're a veteran out here, and people always wonder, can veterans get better? You know, at a certain point, you know, when do you reach your ceiling? When you're seeing somebody like Tom Brady, who obviously you know, been able to play this long, he's the anomaly. But what about someone like you? Can you even take anything away from guys like that or Aaron Rodgers or guys who have been around that long to see how you can continue to grow?
I mean, you make me seem super old right now, and I'm not that old, but for sure, definitely can get better. I mean, not only those guys, but the guys in my room, still getting better from those guys and learning from them, and they've seen things that I obviously haven't seen. So I'm definitely not too old to get better or have been seasoned enough to not get better. So I'm out here working hard, trying to get better, taking it one day at a time.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.